Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. On Shavuot, we celebrate the day that we receive the Torah, the greatest gift ever given to mankind. The Torah has the wisdom of Hashem in it, and in His infinite kindness, Hashem shared it with us. The Torah is our guide to enjoying both this world and the next. Some people believe that the mitzvot were given to us to suffer here so we can benefit in the next world. Heaven forbid. Every single mitzvah brings us benefits and satisfaction in this world as well. We don't follow the Torah for its benefits. We do because it's the will of Hashem. But because Hashem loves us so much, He commanded us to do what He knows will bring us the most happiness. We should not feel that by following Torah, we are doing Hashem a favor, but rather we should feel so overcome with gratitude that Hashem gave us the secrets to an enjoyable life. We have a mitzvah called Orla, which forbids us to eat from the fruits of a tree during its first 3 years of growth. The Ramban writes by that mitzvah that the fruits of the tree in its first 3 years are actually harmful to our bodies. Hashem created the world, and He knows what is beneficial for us and what is not. We would have never known that information if Hashem didn't give us it through the mitzvah. Through the mitzvot, Hashem protects us. There's another mitzvah, not to shave the hair on our face with a razor. On the surface level, that mitzvah doesn't appear to have a logical explanation. There are, however, hundreds of reasons for every mitzvah, this one included. And the Zohar HaKadosh revealed to us one of them. He said that the beard is one of the pipelines through which we receive Hashem's kindness. And if we would shave, the kindness would still come. But if we use a razor, we are cutting off the hair at its roots, which in the words of the Zohar is uprooting the channels of chesed, which would be very harmful to us. All of the mitzvot are for our benefit. Hashem doesn't need us to perform them for Him. He is complete. They are for us. The Zohar writes that there's another mitzvah of tefillin. And through that mitzvah, Hashem shared with us the way to receive special spiritual lights from Him called Or Eloki. The tefillin are like antennas, bringing down holiness directly from Hashem into us. Modern studies are revealing to the world some of the benefits of many of the other mitzvot, whether it's the health benefits of Brit Milah or kosher food. Again, that is not why we do the mitzvot, but it's important for us to know that we are the ones gaining by performing them. Every word of our Torah is emet, and we should feel so lucky that we are the ones to have it. Even when there seems to be a conflict between modern discoveries and Torah, it's only because they haven't yet come to the truth. The Torah is divine, and therefore is the only true source for anything. The Gemara tells us that for the first 40 days after conception, we are allowed to pray for the gender of a baby, because it still hasn't been determined yet. But by day 40, it's already decided, and therefore we are not supposed to pray anymore. In the 1800s, modern science revealed to us that there's something called a chromosome. And later on, they figured out that the gender of a baby depends on those chromosomes. And that is already decided by the first day, not day 40. This discovery made people question the Gemara, which teaches us otherwise. Those with emunah were not fazed, but many were casting doubts. Rabbi Zamir Cohen said, a few years ago he was meeting with a doctor, And during their conversation, the doctor started telling him about a new study they were involved in, which showed that during the beginning stages of a fetus's development, the chromosomes are actually struggling with each other to determine the gender. The rabbi asked, how long does that struggle take? The doctor replied, we still don't know. We're still in the early stages of the study. The rabbi requested that when the doctor found out, he should call to tell him. And the doctor indeed did call back, and he told the rabbi, they came to the conclusion that the struggle lasts till about the 40th day, which is exactly what our Torah says. There are dozens of examples of other instances where people put things in the Torah into question, and they're always proven wrong. The Torah is emet. We don't need proofs. We know we have the truth. And our simcha on this holiday of Shavuot is appreciating the eternal kindness that Hashem did for us by sharing with us His precious Torah. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.